This is the voice of the resistance. You're listening to the Progressive Voices Network.
I'm John Sinton from Progressive Voices, and this is a turning point. Today, showmanship is not leadership. A question: would you rather be the world's laughingstock or the object of its pity? Note that admired by the world is no longer one of your multiple choice options. For a country that had for a century been looked up to as the pinnacle of democratic civilization and the embodiment of the rule of law, neither available answer feels very good. If you're an isolationist, I guess the current Pew Research poll that found that the United States is at an all-time low in regard from every Western European country, plus Japan and South Korea, will read like a victory. For most of us, though, going from hero to goat in the world's eyes is an unmitigated disaster. From the start, this president has spun any and all negative news about him as fake news. He has vilified the media as the enemy of the American people. So insecure is he that he thinks acknowledging any failure will delegitimize his presidency when the opposite would be true. Instead of showing weakness, it would show strength. As a result, only 30% of Americans trust this president on the subject of COVID-19. That is terribly unfortunate because shooting straight with us would have given us a chance to unite and get serious about coming together to fight for our health. Weather forecasters don't worry about panicking people in a hurricane's path, and people don't panic when they see a hurricane bearing down on them. They take action appropriate to the conditions. President Trump never gave us a chance to take appropriate action. He was too busy downplaying the seriousness of the virus while touting therapies that our medical and scientific communities deemed ineffective or even dangerous. And now, Soviet style, he has sacrificed the CDC's credibility by attaching political operatives to its senior staff. Their sole job is to sanitize the agency's public statements, reinforcing the false narrative that, quote, "we're turning the corner," unquote. Telling author Bob Woodward how serious the virus was in January while telling us that it was all just a hoax being foisted on us by the Democrats was an unconscionably dishonest and divisive misuse of his pulpit. At the precise moment that we most needed a leader, we got a cheerleader for whom every day is a new episode of the reality TV show he stars in. Ratings matter, lives do not. Comparisons to Winston Churchill are, of course, laughable and offer nothing more than a window into a sick mind. President Trump obviously suffers from narcissistic personality disorder, the hallmarks of which are grandiosity, you know, only I can solve this, and insatiable need for approval, including from QAnon conspiracists who insist without evidence that George Soros, whose name, by the way, is a dog whistle shorthand for anti-Semitism, operates a cannibalistic child sex trafficking operation with Democratic leaders. You know, I don't know much about them, but I understand they like me, and that's good, right? And a complete lack of empathy. There are 220,000 dead, and it has warranted nary a word of condolence, just self-praise for his, quote, "perfect response," unquote, all while a Cornell study finds that he is, quote, "the single largest driver of coronavirus misinformation," unquote. Unfortunately, these traits are not things that he has any control over. One doesn't choose debilitating narcissism. Winston Churchill was blunt and resolute. His attitude may have been stay calm and carry on, but he told his people the truth. He told them they may not survive, but they would go down fighting. He saved his enmity for real enemies. He didn't waste his time fear-mongering or playing to his own ego. Real leaders revise their worldviews as the world changes. For a president to denounce renewable energy sources and refer to fossil fuels as, quote, "our energy," unquote, is both reckless and dangerous. It's like driving by the rearview mirror instead of the windshield. The current spate of wildfires, floods, and hurricanes are exactly what climate science scientists have been telling us to expect for a very long time. Policymakers in denial undercut efforts to salvage the world for our children and grandchildren. Rhetorically, What with all the fear-mongering and scapegoating, the inevitable comparisons to Nazi Germany have cropped up, but I won't go there. Donald Trump is unfit for office, but he has not committed genocide. So far, the only thing he's murdered is the truth. To my friends on the right who say Trump's economic policies are why they will vote for him, and to my friends on the left who say they won't vote for Biden because he's not progressive enough, I say to you both that the time to talk about what color we're going to paint the living room is not while the house is on fire. Job one has to be putting out the fire. Then we can debate policy, hopefully with a thoughtful leader, not a deeply damaged game show host. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton. Go to the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com or the PV app and look for A Turning Point.